Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Between vacations, errands, and everyday summer chaos, sticking to your health goals can be tough. Luckily, Thrive Market does the hard work for you. We're the online healthy grocery store that cuts out the junk ingredients and delivers high-quality groceries right to your door. From low-sugar beach snacks to organic grill night staples, no matter your health goal, we make shopping healthy a breeze. Go to thrivemarket.com/get started for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
I don't think there's many other ways to describe the case against Richard Allen right now in the Delphi murders as a disaster. That just seems to be what has been happening from day one, really. The attorneys being pushed out, the Odinistic arguments, getting a lot of scorn and a lot of criticism. But here we have a man who now has new legal representation, but not by the people that he wanted to have representing him. Joining me to discuss, Nima Rahmani, former federal prosecutor, head of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association. Nima, the I think obvious question here is what we've seen in the last couple of days or weeks in this with Judge Gull. Are Richard Allen's Sixth Amendment rights being violated? What are your thoughts on this right now?
Tony, I mean, this case is a strange one, and there's certainly a lot of blame to go around. I really don't think his Sixth Amendment rights are being violated. Listen, I get it. You are accused of murder. You have a right to hire your attorney of choice. But when there's an actual conflict, you know, especially in a murder case, you got to get off the case if you're the lawyers. And that actual conflict is the potential malpractice claim. Mm-hmm. And the judge said that the lawyers have committed gross negligence. I'm not saying that's necessarily true or the judge should have made that finding, but really it doesn't matter whether they're responsible or not. The point is Richard Allen has a claim against these lawyers.
Sure.
And it could be for malpractice or ineffective assistance of counsel. And it's going to be a problem down the road. The trial hasn't started. It's supposed to be January. Now it's going to get kicked out till, I believe, October 2024. Yeah. It's going to push things out. But look, he's in custody. There's plenty of time to start over, find new lawyers, and avoid that unnecessary appellate issue down the road.
The appellate issue, yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. But the fact that this is who Richard wants to represent him. He wants Baldwin. He wants Rossi. That's been argued. The judge essentially pushing them out. One of them even trying to go back and offer their services pro bono. If you are the person being charged here, you are the defendant, do you not have a choice at who represents you? If this is who you want to represent you, can't that just be so? I mean, he could technically represent himself if he wanted to. Does the judge have that strong of a say? Can a judge truly say to someone like this that we've gone so far, this is who you want, we're not going to allow that?
A judge can disqualify lawyers, and there is a potential path. Richard Allen would basically have to have separate counsel, independent counsel advising him that is really waiving this claim, and he would have a knowing and voluntary, there would be a hearing, the judge would have to inquire and say, listen, you know, this is a potential problem. This is a conflict. Are you sure you want to do this? I mean, we see this sometimes with one lawyer representing co-defendants, right? You got a conflict. They can testify against one another. They can flip. It's really not best practice to do so. But again, if there's separate counsel advising Allen, if the judge makes a finding that the potential conflict, the actual conflict is waived, you may be able to get to it. The problem is usually you can't waive an actual conflict. You can only waive a potential conflict. So it's really the prudent course of action to disqualify the lawyers, have new counsel step in, because again, it's a really messy issue when you're dealing with ethics down the road. So I think the judge took a cautious approach. And look, I'm not saying that this is the greatest judge in the world. I have a lot of criticism. There's a lot of documents, I think, that should be public, should be part of the docket, that aren't there, that they've been sealed and so forth. I think Richard Allen's new lawyers are doing the right thing and saying, listen, these are public proceedings. These are public filings. Everything needs to be public. We should have access to all that. So I think they really made a good start. Richard Allen might like his previous lawyers, but you know, between the whole Frank's hearing and Odinism filing and all the kind of strange legal strategies that have happened and what I've seen so far from his new lawyers, I think Allen should give his new lawyers a chance. They may really know what they're doing here.
Yeah, I mean, that Frank's hearing was something that seemed like it was about to take place. And if one, it's difficult not to go down a conspiracy road on this. Not that I believe it, but there seems to be a lot of potential paths on this case that really do seem bizarre, especially with the fact that Judge Gall did push those attorneys out. If we're looking at this ecosystem, if you will, with law enforcement and the judicial system and everything in that county, one could make the guess that maybe there's something all connected and were they getting too close to something with Baldwin and Rossi? And then they said, well, nope, you got to go for whatever reason. And those leaks, with those leaks that took place, does this further the conspiracy theory, if you will, by this move to move the attorneys out?
Look, I mean, everyone loves a good conspiracy theory. And let's not forget, Gall's the second judge because the first judge had wanted nothing to do with this case. Mm-hmm. But I've seen what the new lawyers have done. They've been pretty aggressive. They've gone after the judge. They've questioned the judge as far as these filings and sealings and so forth. So it's not like the new lawyers are a pushover and they're agreeing to everything the judge is doing. So they've been aggressive so far. Maybe not as creative, but they've certainly been aggressive. And I think the law is on their side when it comes to some of these arguments. And it's even from the beginning, the prosecution in this case, they asked for a gag order. That's not really typical. That's something that the defense does. They want to kind of protect the integrity of the proceedings and the jury pool and not taint anyone. So the fact that the defense is going on the offense here with respect to the judge leads me to believe that, look, they're not going to be pushovers. They're going to have Richard Allen's best interest in mind. Might be a different legal strategy, but I think still a good one.
You think we're going to see anything happen in terms of where Richard Allen is being kept right now? Because there's been so much criticism about being in solitary confinement. It's about his safety. It's about this. It's about that. It's all from the same place. But I mean, that in itself, I think, could end up being a big issue down the road in the way that he was treated leading up to the trial. Is that something that should be identified and maybe adjusted, or are things good as they are?
Look, it's not really relevant to whether he committed these murders, and it's really par for the course. Whenever you're dealing with crimes against children, young children, those types of defendants, they're at risk when they're in custody, right? Other inmates, they don't like predators like that. And whether it's sexual or violent crimes against children, we don't want another situation where, you know, someone's killed in prison because they weren't protected and isolated. And people are saying, well, what's law enforcement? What are correctional officers doing here? So I think given the high profile nature of the case, given that we're dealing with two young girls, I mean, I'm just going to be frank. If people don't want to hear it, but Richard Allen's at risk. I think he was with the general population. So I think this is a safe course of action.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
The Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.